KSL News Time is now 6:49. We're still following emergency triple team traffic. And what are you seeing now, Andy?
Well, I'm seeing traffic being allowed back onto westbound I-80 from the on-ramp at Lambs Canyon. But at this point, I haven't seen anyone on the main flow going past the exit. You will be forced off westbound 80 at the Lambs Canyon exit and then allowed back on. But that's taking forever. I mean, westbound 80, and now it's getting rain dumped on it up at Parley's Summit. That's not helping. I would not recommend taking I-80 from Park City to Salt Lake City for now. Either just stay in Park City and wait till you hear that the freeway's open, or go the long way to Ogden or down into Orem Provo via Provo Canyon as alternates. Eric?
Got a couple new crashes in the Salt Lake Valley. One is eastbound on the 215 South Belt. This is as you go from Taylorsville into Murray. It's over on the right shoulder. And we also have a westbound crash over on 1900 East. That's in the Sugar House area to go along with that other one at 1300 East. Another crash northbound I-15 as you get to downtown just past the 600 South exit. Heather?
We've got a crash northbound I-15 in Davis County. It's right at 2600 South Woods Cross. Multiple vehicles involved on this one with a couple of left lanes blocked. That is traffic backing up into North Salt Lake. Southbound I-15, we've already had very slow stop-and-go traffic from Layton to downtown with heavy rain hitting Kaysville right now. And in Utah County, you're seeing delays with a couple of crashes between Orem and the Point of the Mountain. The advocates won't let you get bullied by insurance companies. Don't get bullied. Call 801-355-5550 or visit UtahAdvocates.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.